Hurricane season is here, and for the second year, NASA will measure hurricanes using satellites built by San Antonio-based Southwest Research Institute. TPR Tech reporter Paul Flav tells us what they've learned from their first year in space.
18 months ago, the Cyclone Global Navigation Satellite System rode a Pegasus rocket into space.
Observatories B and D have been successfully deployed.
Two by two, the carry-on luggage-sized satellites were jettisoned from the rocket streaking across Earth's exosphere.
This ends the successful mission to place the Cygnus observatories in orbit. Congratulations, Cygnus. Good hunting.
It was the first spacecraft Southwest Research Institute had ever built. It was unusual for a couple of reasons. At $151 million, it was about a tenth the cost of a traditional satellite. And it's a constellation, meaning there are eight separate microsatellites.
It's kind of grueling, especially in the first few months after launch, because there's no pause button.
Southwest research engineer William Wells helped write the proposal and was in flight operations after the launch.
I mean, they require constant attention. It's kind of like having kids, I guess. It's kind of like having octuplets, having a constellation of eight spacecraft. So early on, there's definitely a lack of sleep and a lot of odd hours.
Engineers were broken into two teams scheduled for shifts of 12 hours. But those shifts often ended up going 16 to 22 hours. For instance, after launch, they had one satellite with a critical issue they spent 14 hours trying to correct, while neglecting the other seven. But a year in, the data is spawning all kinds of new research and interest, which is good for SWIRI, he says.
Yeah, I think we hit a home run with this particular science payload in that there's so much interest in the data.
Cygnus measures surface wind speed based on GPS waves reflecting off the Earth. For the first time, scientists can measure wind speed under heavy rains from space. They can do it faster, and because they're microsatellites, they can do it cheaper. This means they can better forecast storm surge and hurricanes, which is where most of the damage comes from, and something scientists say hadn't improved in 50 years. Principal investigator Chris Ruff says last year was unfortunately fortunate for Cygnus in the number and intensity of storms.
Yeah, we couldn't really ask for a better proving ground for the instrument.
Ruff says storm trackers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are watching with interest, but it will be at least another year before they consider using the data for forecasts. That isn't stopping other scientists from doing new investigations based on the findings. More journal articles and more scientists from more disciplines are using the data. For instance, Ruff says NASA added more scientists to analyze Cygnus land data to explore things like how flooding can be mapped in real time.
For example, right after Hurricane Harvey made landfall, we made some really nice images of the flooding in metropolitan Houston.
Scientists are now looking at how Cygnus can be used to measure crop stress and agricultural planning, as well as improve continental weather forecasts.
All three of those are being looked at now by new investigations that have been added to the Cygnus project since last summer.
The concept of Cygnus is in ways as important as the science, says Ruff, a constellation of microsatellites doing pioneering work at a fraction of the cost.
Because you can apply this not just to GPS satellites.
Tim Lang is a research scientist for NASA's Earth Science Branch. His team are using the Cygnus data to measure other day-to-day tropical weather. He says Cygnus's novel approach of measuring communication waves that are already there could have a lasting impact.
I've seen research that takes, for example, your DirecTV satellite signal. That also reflects off things. You can take that and you can turn that into a measurement of, say, sea level and watch the tides come in and out.
For a myriad of reasons, the small Cygnus project could have a lasting legacy. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.